time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Senate Intelligence Committee held hearings on Tuesday on the most pressing international threats to America, with Intelligence Community Chiefs FBI Director Chris Wray, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, and NSA Director Mike Rogers all in the hot seats. Russia's meddling in the U.S. elections was a big topic of concern, as outlined by DNI Coats.
Frankly, the United States is under attack by entities that are using cyber to penetrate virtually every major action that takes place in the United States. There should be no doubt that Russia perceived that its past efforts as successful and views the 2018 U.S. midterm elections as a potential target for Russian influence operations.
Ranking Democrat Mark Warner.
I believe in many ways we're no better prepared than we were in 2016. Make no mistake, this threat did not begin in 2016, and it certainly didn't end with the election. What we are seeing is a continuous assault by Russia to target and undermine our democratic institutions, and they're going to keep coming at us.
Senator Martin Heinrich asked the question.
Have you seen Russian activity in the lead up to the 2018 election cycle?
Yes, we have seen Russian activity and intentions to have an impact on the next election cycle here.
Director Coates?
Yes, we have.
Anyone else? Admiral Rogers.
Yes, and I think this would be a good topic to get into greater detail in this afternoon.
Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island wanted to know if the president had ordered any actions to rectify the situation.
Has the president directed you and your agency to take specific actions to confront and blunt Russian influence activities that are ongoing?
We're taking a lot of specific efforts to blunt Russian
efforts. Directed by the president?
Not as specifically directed by the president.
He has asked our agency to cooperate with each of the investigations that's ongoing and do everything we can to ensure that we thoroughly understand this potential threat.
The agency has full understanding that we are to provide whatever intelligence is relevant and make sure that that is passed on to our policymakers, including the president.
As Senator Reid would then point out, understanding a threat is not the same thing as combating it. Let's sum up again. We're under attack. Russian activity is underway. There's no clear strategy to fight back. And the president apparently isn't asking about one.
Senator Angus King took it a step further, imploring the intelligence chiefs to make the president aware of the severity of the situation.
My problem is I talk to people in Maine who say the whole thing is a witch hunt and it's a hoax because the president told me. I just wish you all could persuade the president as a matter of national security to separate these two issues. The collusion issue is over here, unresolved. We'll get to the bottom of that. We cannot confront this threat, which is a serious one, with a whole of government response when the leader of the government continues to deny that it exists.
Another issue that was addressed at the hearing was that of security clearances, or the lack thereof, of many working in the White House, most notably former Staff Secretary Rob Porter, who was fired last week. FBI Director Christopher Wray directly contradicted the timeline the White House has been pushing when questioned by Senator Ron Wyden.
The FBI submitted a partial report on the investigation in question in March, and then a completed background investigation in late July. That is, soon thereafter, we received requests for follow-up inquiry, and we did the follow-up and provided that information in November, and then we administratively closed the file in January. And then earlier this month, we received some additional information, and we passed that on as well.
Okay.
During Tuesday's briefing, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was again grilled about the former White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter, honing in on the timeline of when the administration knew about the allegations of spousal abuse. The House Oversight Committee is now investigating the Trump administration's employment of Rob Porter, as Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy told CNN's Newsday.
Just so that I'm clear, will the Oversight Committee be launching an investigation into this?
We did last night.
So it's official.
That word probably means more to you than it does to me. What matters to me is that we are directing inquiries to people that we think have access to information we don't have. You can call it official. You can call it unofficial. Those words don't mean anything to me. What means something to me is I'm going to direct questions to the FBI that I expect them to answer. And if they don't answer them, then they're going to need to give me a really good reason, and you'll learn that reason, and you can judge whether or not it's a sufficient reason or not. But unless you're Jack Bauer, you can't make people answer questions. I've been trying for 7 years to get certain people to answer questions without a whole lot of success. We're going to try, and then we could use your help if they say no.
In election news, Democrat Margaret Good won a special election for Florida House District 72 in Sarasota by a 52-45 margin, the 36th flip of a legislative district since Trump's inauguration last year. Trump won that district by 5 points, where Republicans outnumbered Democrats by around 13,000 voters. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.